Hello, Sunshine. This is Dr. Stacey N.C. Grant, the founder of Destiny Designers University and the Faithpreneur Movement. Faithpreneurs are faith-based entrepreneurs with a fidelity to God in organizing, managing, and operating their businesses, and or faith-based professionals looking to add another stream of income to their personal economy. I'd like to welcome you to our Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call podcast. These are weekly recordings of our Saturday fellowship where we've been sharing our prayer requests and praise reports in a safe, loving, and supportive environment for over a decade. Welcome to the family, and I pray that you are encouraged and continue in your faith walk.
Amen, amen, amen. You have won again, Lord. Woo! Family, it is great to be back in the United States of America, even though I did have a wonderful time over in Dubai. I want to give God thanks for a safe traveling journey back to the States. Thank Him that both my husband and I were able to just see God move in such a mighty way. So I want to thank all of you on our Saturday Faithpreneur VIP prayer call for being here in community and supporting the amazing moderators that were holding it down for me while I was gone, the Jason Hodge and Clubhouse Auntie Roz, Dr. Smile herself. I'm so grateful to have these two angels on earth that continue to just undergird the work of what God is doing for Destiny Designers University, really being that community for our faithpreneurs where we can gather, we can celebrate the goodness of God, where we can trace all of the testimonies of what He continues to unfold in each and every one of our lives. And Minister Boyd and Carmen Wealth Herrera herself, she is doing a presentation today. So we're going to send our prayers for a successful and impactful presentation that she's doing with one of our Faithpreneur honorees, 2K21, Dr. Cheryl Wood, today. So she wanted us to keep her in our thoughts and prayers. So we're definitely going to do that. And I am back to the realization that this world keeps spinning faster than I can catch my breath. I literally have not stopped since we touched down. You know, I do have a play coming up. Please keep me in prayer. I'll give you the details of when I will be performing, but we have rehearsals and I have a presentation. So I did use wisdom and power down a little earlier than usual yesterday and hydrate, as my dear brother, prophet, man of God himself, John McKinney, was talking to me, because, hunty, this life I'm living right now in this season, I have to take care of myself, get my rest, and be powered up, because God is moving in such a mighty way. And I played this song by Zacardi Cortez, Let Your Power Fall. It's just an amazing praise and worship song to remind us, even when we're going through just the ebbs and flow of life, that, you know, God is one again. You know, even while I was in Dubai, I received word that my cousin had transitioned. So getting that news while being there and my family reaching out to me, all I could do is just pray for everyone's strength. You know, when we lose loved ones, there are never any real words. And I talk about this all the time. And, you know, when scripture reminds us of who comforts us and where we're able to be strong in these moments, it's for us to share that with others. I am not one of those people to tell folks, oh, you know, don't be sad too long or get over it. And, you know, some of the other things we hear people say in an attempt to help people get through their grief. It's a process. And we've shared multiple times on this platform about grief share and some other communities of support just to help you get through those challenging moments when you really feel like you can't catch your breath, when you lose your loved ones. And my cousins just buried their mother in the midst of COVID, and now their father is gone. So just keep my family and the Morrison side of our family in prayer as we're preparing for those services next week. And it just always keeps me sensitive to the fact that life is a gift. And the way we unwrap it daily is how we treasure each and every moment. So my heart is filled with gratitude this morning for this day that we've seen. This first Saturday in the month of November 2021 is winding down. But family, it is not over. God has allowed us to see this point in the year. So let's not take it for granted. He's very intentional with what he does and how he moves. And even when we don't understand it, I take comfort in knowing he's given rest to a lot of individuals during, especially these past almost 2 years. But everything is for a reason. Nothing is wasted. And it was all necessary. So just stay the course, do your work, and watch God work. That is how I'd like to open up. And looking forward to getting into the scripture I'll share today. Just in direct correlation, I mentioned it last night and just still dwelling in it today, standing in the middle of a desert in the beautiful country of Dubai and just understanding what a mighty God we serve. I mean, I just don't get how people don't believe that there is a God, that he is real. Of course, it's a choice. And for those who come on this call, you've already chosen with your free will to believe that God is real and that his word is true and he'll never return unto him void. And we don't have to force the gospel down anyone's throat. We need to live a life that invites people to want to know who God is
for themselves. So we're just grateful for the opportunity that we can be in fellowship, that we can remind one another of God's grace and mercy, and that we don't have to do it alone. And, you know, as I think about the history of Dubai, it continues to just inspire me and leave me with, what can we really, really do if we extend our faith? I mean, this was a country where they were living in tents, where there was no electricity in just 1960. And now they're one of the world's largest tourist attractions, tallest building on the earth. And I mean, I can go on and on and on, but because I have limited time this morning, I will not. But I just want to say to the person who has been waiting on the manifestation of God's promise, I know how that feels. Trust and believe. God will speak a word or send confirmation in your spirit about something particular in your life, because we all have an assignment. And it doesn't mean that it's going to show up the next day, the next year, maybe even the next 5 years. I'm speaking to the person who is just teeter-tottering on, Lord, is it really going to happen? Will it happen? Did I hear you right? Is this for me? Just hold on, because you've come this far and God didn't bring you this far to leave you. Everything is working towards your good. And as I stood out there in the sand in the desert, just underneath God's heaven, just the majesty of who he is in our life just touched me. It hit me different, as the kids would say. And I'm just grateful that there's so much for me to share, my lessons from Dubai, which will be forthcoming. But I just thank God for the opportunity that this time around, my husband was with me and he had his own transformational experience out there and has come back just so excited about the next, about what God is doing. So I don't take it for granted that we were able to experience this together. And I pray for the filling up of my dear sister, friend, prayer warrior, Faithpreneur Weekend 2K19 honoree, Dr. Lethia Owens, for inviting us to have a seat at the table. And there's just no words for what God did out there in the desert, in one of the most opulent places on this earth. A reminder that there is nothing that he will withhold from us as long as we seek him first. That's the part. Do his will, and he will supply above and beyond anything we could even imagine or think. So that's the promise that we hold on to, and to who needed to be reminded, just hold on. God is still sitting high, looking low, and he is in control. So we're going to open up as we normally do on the conference line. And thank you to everyone who was so supportive of the Jason Hodge and Clubhouse Auntie Roz, Celia, and everybody who was supporting last week to make sure that the call connected. We weren't able to simulcast as easily, but it still happened. So for the grace of God, we say thank you. So on the conference line, if you're ready, just press star one. Tell us your name, where you're calling from, and what you are grateful for today.
My name is Valerie Adderley.
Good morning,
and
Valerie.
Yes. What I'm grateful for today is a person that served and lived their life with purpose, Colin Powell. He did an excellent job. And he reminds us that we're here for a purpose. And we must always use our life correctly. God put us here for something. And what he did, he showed he was a positive example. And I'm grateful for you, Dr. Stacey Grant. Thank you.
Oh, my Valerie, I am grateful for you, my love. Thank you. Thank you so, so much. And yes, we definitely celebrate the life of Colin Powell. He was just a stand-up guy in more ways than one. And one who was humble enough to admit when he made a mistake. You know, so many times we don't think we need to, or we don't take the time to acknowledge when we could have done something better or made a better choice or decision. And that's a true measure of a man and a leader, in my opinion. And as a Jamaican, proud of his heritage, it was just great to see how he continued to climb the ranks of leadership in the country and really made a statement behind the scenes that many don't even know, didn't hit the newspaper, of the tutoring and the mentorship that he did for so many. So yes, we do celebrate his life. And thank you, my Valerie. Love you.
Yes, love you too, Dr. Stacey Grant. Oh.
Awesome.
The recording has been stopped.
Uh-oh. Let's see what's going on here on the conference line.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, my Valerie.
Please press. The recording has been started.
Okay. You know, when these lines get full, all sorts of situations happen. But we've corrected that. Thank you, my Valerie. We'll go to the next person on the conference line. And to everyone logging on Clubhouse, welcome to the room. We usually start over here where we've been for 12 years. And then we come on over and get everyone in the family on Clubhouse to share as well, with the assistance of the Jason Hodge. So if you're on the conference line and you're ready to unmute your mic, just star one.
Oh, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, get out the bed for the most anticipated faithpreneur call, fresh from Dubai, Dr. Stacey N.C. Grant. Wake up, Dr. Stacey. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Booker. How are you? That's the welcome I needed back in the States, hearing my Booker's voice. I'm just so grateful.
Dr. Smith, I'm so good. I'll marry myself. Good morning, Dr. Smith. Good morning. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Oh,
thank God.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Uh-oh. Okay. Yeah. Thank you for that, my brother. I appreciate it. Like, all of the lines are going off. Everything's happening all at once here this morning, but we got it
on control. Mic check.
Yeah.
But you know, Dr. Stacey, first of all, thank you for continuing with the call, and glad you've had safe travels. And my blood pressure went down when I heard your voice on the call. I was like, okay, Dr. Stacey back. I'm good to go now. Well, I can make it.
Well, it's good to be missed, Booker. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And, you know, I was just thinking, you know, just yesterday, it was funny because, you know, I got a lot of energy. And yesterday, for some reason, I got up. It was 4 o'clock in the evening. Like, I normally get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. It was 4 o'clock in the evening. So I needed some rest. So a word to everybody on the line is take your rest when you need it, because sometimes I do overdo it, you know. But, it was funny as I was, I got up in the evening. People, they don't really realize that the people that's gone before us, they never really leave us, Doc. And I got a message from my grandmother, and I'm going to tell y'all, it is not over. And it was so real. I woke up, I'm like, I'm the only one here, and I hear this voice, and I know I'm not, I mean, I think I'm not crazy, Doc, but I'm going to tell you, our relatives, they still be with us. So I want to give you condolences because, you know, people, they're going to go, and we just, you know, we have to deal with it the best way we can. And don't let nobody tell you it's time for you to get over it, this and that. I said, no, my grandma, she going to be with me forever. And when she told me, Doc, it was something that was told before. And I'm going to tell my aunt, which is her daughter today, and she going to like, yep, Lejeune, you already know. So I got work to do, and we all got a lot of work to do. So, you know, it's plenty of work to do in the kingdom, and we just have to get busy with it. Because people, they still looking at us.
Absolutely.
And they going to want to know. You know, Doc, people still looking at us. You know, and they really, a lot of times, people, they going to want to know, are you really real with it? Or are you just faking and shaking? Are you just up here talking?
Mm-hmm. You better preach, Booker.
You know, because this is the season. And I told them, you know, I was up there, I was giving a lesson. I told them, I don't care who leave. I'm going to be here until the coffin comes in, and I'll be in it. And then that's when you know it's over. But we just have to continue with the mission, Doc, you know, because it may not look, you know, it's going to be ups and downs, but we got to keep going.
Absolutely.
But I just want, that's it, Doc. You know, I didn't mean to cut you off, but I just, sometimes, you know, Doc, I get excited. I just can't help it. I get excited. But we just have to continue with this mission, Doc, and I definitely appreciate you for continuing on with this call every Saturday morning.
Oh, well, I thank you, my brother, for being here and being a part of the community. You know, there would be no community if you all weren't here. So 12 years is something to celebrate, something to just really show what consistency will yield, right? Because it's not about me. It's about what God has done through the obedience and the consistency of keeping this space open for his people to gather, to be reminded of his goodness, to refresh in his word and just stand on his promises. So I thank you, my brother, for being the voice to wake everybody up on Saturday morning. You know, when they don't hear you, they're like, where Booker? He all right? What's going on?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Wake up, everybody. And, you know, another thing, too, Doc, I want to share, because I know people, they waiting on the line. A lot of times we have to just be quiet and be calm, because, you know, in Jesus, when he was in the Bible, he went away to get in solace. That's because he wanted to hear his father's voice. Because a lot of times there's so much noise around that we can't even hear nothing. And believe me, when I get in silence, I'm like, okay, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. So the tip for the day, you know, get in silence. And then when you get those messages, sometimes they come through people. And then, yo, wait a minute, let me back that up a little bit. We have to watch it, but sometimes those messages come through people. I just wanted to share that with you, Doc. I'm just glad you're back. Welcome back, Doc. Welcome back.
Thank you, Booker, and amen to that. You know, for me, one of the ways in which God speaks and downloads so much is when I'm away, and particularly out of the country. But anytime I get a breakaway that I can be by water, that's my place. Ooh, Lord. Just being around God's nature and being by water. And I just thank him for all of what he downloaded while I was away. And I needed that respite. You know, I did have stuff back home that I needed to do, but I was proud of myself. I was able to unplug and just be present in the moment of what we were doing, and then take the time during the off hours. And ooh, Booker, you know, the time difference had a sister like Lord, but I still was able to do what needed to be done. And just, there's something to really underscore about that, Booker, taking time to just sit still so that you can hear God. Because in the hustle and the bustle and the noise of the world, it's real easy for his voice to be drowned out, because he's not forceful. He's not going to come knock you upside your head. He'll start with a whisper and he'll speak to you in different ways. But if we're too busy, we can miss everything. So thank you for that, my brother. And I know you're out there still feeding and helping. So we are praying for your covering and your whole team, that you continue to be strengthened and encouraged as you live the word of God. It's one thing to read it, one thing to memorize it, but are we living it? So thank you for living it each day.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Doc. And you know, one thing about it, a lot of people, they complain. They was like, oh, Texas, it's a little bit cold. I say, have y'all been in New Jersey in the summer, in the winter? Y'all ain't seen no cold, so I've been there. But yeah, I'm about to head out right now, Doc. People, I tell them, stop punking out. Y'all supposed to be out here with the gospel. Y'all, it's a little cold. Turn the heat on. All right, I ain't gonna get into all that, Doc, but welcome back. Welcome back.
Thank you, Booker. Appreciate you. And let me see who else is ready on the conference line. If that's you, just press star 1. Tell us your name, where you're calling from, and what you are grateful for this morning. Do that line, we're not hearing you, so just make sure you're properly unmuted. Okay, we're going to come back to them.
Good morning.
Oh, okay, there we go. Hey, my brother, good mountain.
How are you?
I'm great and grateful to be here with you and everybody else.
Oh, that's nice. I'm just kidding. Good morning, family. Barrister, Baltimore, Maryland. Grateful for life, for God in my life, my family, my friends, my colleagues, my business associates, my church family, my extended family, and this family. Oh, like I got people that book left over. Now, thank you. Welcome back. I got a question for I'm not an international traveler like you yet, but I'm working on that. But that's another story. So, what's the time difference from here in Dubai? I'm just curious.
8 hours.
How many hours is it?
8 hours.
So like before or after? I mean,
they're ahead of us. So I was a day ahead while I was there. So like okay. Right now in Dubai, it's 5:23 p.m. This is the time of day where we're on the same day, and then in a couple of hours they'll be ahead of us.
Right. So 8 hours ahead. That's almost a half a day. Okay. So oh yeah, I gotta get away from you. I gotta good health, a strong body, mind, soul, all that good stuff. And before I forget, because I know how I am, I want to send out a prayer to my brother from another mother, and his mother, Mary Babino. She's been going. It's not true, but she's been getting out of the hospital. I just want to pray for that. Everything works out. She gets back to good health and strength. But it's not too serious, but just little minor complications, but I just want to say a prayer for that everything gets back to, full and speed and recovery. And I'm grateful, for this time of year, because now it's my favorite time of year, because it's not really cold, it's not really hot. Like Booker said, I'm from Louisiana, so people talk about hot, and talk about it get cold down here, because I remember a few years ago, they had a little snow. They was getting ready to shut the whole city down, but they wasn't ready for that. But up here, it's not a big thing. Cause like I said, you think it's cold, go up here, in like Delaware and Philly and New York, y'all don't know what y'all talking about. So like I always say, if you don't know, you need to ask somebody. You can ask me, I'd be glad to tell you. So for this week, we had our little, Bible study, and this week was, honestly, really is the best policy. Now, you got other people out here, and I'm not, saying about it in particular, but you gotta be real out here in the streets, especially, when it comes to, evangelization, all this kind of stuff. You can't be doing no fake stuff. So, I would just be, honestly, really is the best policy. I'm going to give a quick scripture so we can keep it moving. And this is 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 10 to 12. If you want to enjoy life and see many happy days, keep your tongue from speaking evil and your lips from telling lies. Turn away from evil and do good. Search for peace and work to maintain it. The eyes of the Lord watch over those who do right, and his ears open to their prayers. But the Lord turns his face against those who do evil. So, that's pretty much, a wrap. So, let me see, I think I'm covering everything. Oh, and again, I'm glad you got your box. If you never seen me, you're not here. So, I just want to, even though I'm chill for a minute, but like I always say, love you.
Love you too, Darren. Thank you so much, my brother. Appreciate you, and thank you for always being here. That's why I tell folks, faithpreneurs, where faith based, not gender based. Folks make an assumption that because I'm a woman that it's just for women. No, no, no. We about 80% women, 20% men, and growing. The brothers are rising up here because we're all focused on how we leverage our relationships, resources, and revenue to create sustainable and profitable legacies as Faith Norris being cash flow positive. So thank you so much, my Darren. Appreciate you, my brother. And let me see if it, this other line was unmuting too, if you're ready. If not, we will jump over to Clubhouse. Just tap the mic. If that's you, star one, tell us your name, where you're calling from, and what you're grateful for. Okay, I think that line is stuck. So let me come on over to Clubhouse so that our co-mods here can greet you, the Jason Hodge and Clubhouse Auntie Roz. Tap your mic. Let me see who is available because we know that sometimes we're doing a little bit of multitasking. So my brother, are you ready? We'll come over to Clubhouse Auntie Roz and see if she's ready to say hello.
I was banking on him to be ready. Carmen just said she's speaking in 15 minutes and I was trying to see if he is ready and I go support Carmen. You know how we do. But I just want to say good morning, good morning. Glad you're back, Doc. Glad you had a good time and that you were at the most of the height of obedience to have your self-care in a place where you can be poured back into. So if that's what it takes to get you thousands and ten thousands of miles away, then so be it for that to happen, not just once a year, but maybe a couple of times a year where it's just major, major for you, not where you even have to speak, that you can just be poured in. So I'm so glad that you are refreshed. I have been studying in the 40-day Soul Fast, which has turned into the 40-week Soul Fast with some folks that we've been hanging out. And today, it's interesting how she puts two words together, sowing and then impeccability. And even though sowing is there, it wasn't per se to talk about the money, but the sowing to mean that, you know, as we continue to sow and reap, and master, you know, our thoughts and how we operate in God's word, being able to sow an act, or reap a habit, sow a habit and reap a character, sow a character and reap a destiny. And this morning, as because I've been going through this book at least a couple of times a year since 2010, sowing responsibility. And to sow the responsibility means to respond to our abilities to garner our intended state of destiny. So I thought that was so good. And while I was thinking about that, I want to talk about really quickly and yield the mic, the sowing of miracles and blessings. And we've been going through a electrical concern that is at our home. Our home was built in 1960. So she's crying out just like how our bodies do. Everything has goes through an aging process. And for that, just like for our bodies, we have to do some maintenance. You do SEQ moves and the rest of us should be doing that, you know, the eating and the resting and the taking in for the body. So what happens when it comes to our homes and our cars if we don't do the right things to do it? And this electrical, you know, talking to the inspector and talking with the electrician, they're looking in these different areas that we were not aware. We were just like, why is the power on certain parts of our home going out? Well, number one, we needed a new panel box, the source. And I was just thinking, I'm so thankful that God can take up all the ampage of all of us people on earth, that his panel box never changes because he is the true God source. Well, while they were still wiring up things, they couldn't still figure out what it was. So we had to go undo every single GF port in the house because they said that there's been fire somewhere. You are blessed. There has been crystallization. You are blessed. And then we found the source where it was happening. And y'all, when they tore out the wall, you can see the smoldering. Only God's grace kept it from not arising into a true fire. Doc.
My God.
I was just like, I was just like, and we don't know how long that's been or when it began. We just know that, you know, with the different storms, we're thinking it's the storm, that something happened and it affected it. But y'all, oh my gosh, to just think, you know, we don't, his miracles and his blessings kept us safe. So even in y'all's homes, y'all, I know we've talked about grief, we've talked about insurance, we've talked about wealth transfer, we've talked about legacy, sustainability. Doc is a faithpreneur for us as entrepreneurs. But y'all, I'm going to say this. If you do a plug into your home and you get a little bit of what you think is a spark or electricity, do not think lightly of that. Immediately check something out. And like you do the maintenance for your body, do the maintenance for your home, do the investment, do the research of the people who can help and do that to make sure that you won't end up another way. And all I can say is that I'm thankful that this was taken care of. It's not complete yet, but it's just been really interesting. And it gave me a sermon, power on and power off, power on and power off, because you had to get the city to be able to do a temporary disconnect and then be reconnected so that we can be warm in the evening. But then they have to disconnect again, and they could be charging, but they're not charging. But because of relational currency of our electrician and our contractor with somebody whose cousin is somewhere, I said, Lord, just don't let them get in trouble. But just to think that so many things that God takes care of is way beyond our capacity. He will succeed with the testing and the retesting of how we do with our habits. So I just wanted to share that part. And the last part is, I don't know how you will move into the new year. We don't have to wait to the new year. What if we just do it on today, that this first Saturday, being so thankful with Thanksgiving, to understand that life is full when it comes to leadership, prosperity, legacy, and love. What are your power words that will continue to have you to move, to be able to continue to trust God's word? And in the impeccability, I want to say this. Impeccable, you know, I remember watching some old black and white movies, and the person said, this is impeccable, you know. But when we think about John 14:30, in the New Living Translation, the impeccability is what kept Satan from having power over Jesus. When you read about that, where sin leads to defeat and death, the impeccability leads to victory and increasingly abundance of life. Just impeccable. You know, when we eat, you know, a lot of us are foodies on here. We're just like, oh, it's impeccable. This is the light of whatever that moment is. So, Doc, I just wanted to share that and just share that miracles still avail. And sometimes God makes us have to view something, to see something, to understand that he was in control, because it could have went another way. So you are loved, appreciated, celebrated, valued, most cherished. I am Dr. Roz, Dr. Smile, and Auntie Roz in and out of Clubhouse, and the founder of Trucking God's Way, which is done Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. You don't have to be a trucker, but we're all in the transportation business because we are transporters of God's word. Doc, thank you for allowing me to share this morning. I love you. I love you. I love you. And give my brother Andrew some DAP DAP means divine appointed person. Thank you. I love you. I yield the mic, but know I always have a voice.
Thank you, my darling, and love you more. And yes, thank God for covering that there was not a fire. You know, that's something to definitely give God praise for. And, you know, we don't know what can be happening behind the scenes, you know, praying for things seen and unseen. You know, the prayers of the righteous availeth much. We never know what we're covering for ourselves, for our family, for our friends, when we're lifting up each other before the throne. So thank you for sharing that. And we rejoice with you for completion of all of what needs to be done. And we definitely thank God for covering and keeping you and my brother safe through this process. So let me see if the Jason Hodge is ready to greet the family. And if you're in the audience on Clubhouse and you want to share your testimony, we won't be going as long as our Holy Ghost after parties are known for, because I do have to prepare for rehearsal and another presentation today. So if you want to come up, raise your hand, and we would love to have you. I'm not looking at the full screen now, so I'll shout everybody out in a little bit, because I am toggling between our conference line and Clubhouse. So DJ Jason Hodge, are you ready to greet the family? Okay, he is in the back channels doing a little multitasking, as we know our brother is known to do. So let me go on ahead and grab my device so I can shout out who is available on the Clubhouse app here with us today. Hey, Bishop. Hey, Bishop Sean. How you doing? Hi, Sandra. Hey, Regina. Booker, you double dipping. John, Dr. Hope Ambassador himself. Hey, Josie. Hey, Dion. How are you? Ladrine. Winnie Birch, honoree. Ladrine, thank you so much for just being you. Hey, Carla. The Factoring Lady, Patricia. Is that my Patricia? King David, I see you there. Marina, how are you? Dr. Vera, miss you. How you doing? Lisa, good to see you. Hey, Kevin, thank you for stopping on in. Stacy, what's up? Namesake, Marina, Yvette, Michelle, Zanisha. So appreciate all of you for being here in the room. I see a couple of you are popping up to be a part of the fellowship this morning. So we'll go ahead and start with Bishop Sean. Hey, Bishop, tell us your name, where you're tapping in from, and what you are grateful for this morning.
Hey, good morning, Dr. Stacy, my brother Jason, Auntie Roz, and everyone in the room. I am Bishop Sean Lewis, senior pastor and founder of Rhema Word Ministries here in the beautiful city of Petersburg, Virginia, where we're under the persuasion and belief that there is a word from the Lord. And we're grateful this morning for last night not being our last night. God woke us up to a new mercy, new grace. What he gave us last night could have sustained us, but he gave us something fresh and something new. So I'll yield my mic. God bless you.
You know what, Bishop? You're going to come in here and just drop it like that. I love when you say that. Thank God that last night was not our last night. Amen. I'm so glad to hear your voice, my brother. And thank you for always coming in, covering us in prayer, and just being a part of the fellowship. I see we have the Hope Ambassador himself. Is that my dear brother, Prophet John McKinney?
Blessings and favor to everybody. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I am just honored to be here. I am so grateful that God allowed one of his chosen to go away and to return to us safely. That's our very own Dr. Stacy N.C. Grant. We're very grateful. And this morning, we realized that God, what you make happen for others, God will make happen for you. And as she's been pouring in for 12 years, now the Lord is pouring back into her with so much information and so much so many downloads that are happening, as she has said while she was over there, and the wonderful things that are going on. And we just, our hearts go out to you and your family. There was a group of people that traveled together, and they were just like a family. And one of the family members died. And everybody in this group of people, they saw the person die. They were there when the death happened. And then days later, somebody said that it was something different had happened. And they were like, no, no. And they're sitting in a room, and all of a sudden, the very person walks through the wall. And he's not a ghost as much as he was touchable. And there was a guy there that had said, I won't believe that he's alive unless I can touch him, put my hand in his side. And when he walked through the wall, he said, Peter, touch my hand, touch my side. It's I. And we know that person, those of you know by now, that was our precious Jesus, who became Jesus the Christ, the risen one. And they were, after it happened, he was with them for about 40 days, and there was such a ruckus that was made, and many of them talked about it. And they were captured by the magistrates and beaten, and they were commanded, do not preach about the resurrection of the dead. Don't talk about that. We don't care if you talk about Mercedes-Benz. We don't care if you talk about houses. We don't care if you talk about prosperity, but don't talk about that. My prayer today is that God will give us a revelation on the resurrection of the dead and that we don't sorrow as others who don't have any hope. If you see your friend who you love, your teacher for 3 years, you see him die publicly, then he walks through a wall. You have a different revelation on death, because many of them were also killed. But when they were killed and death came, they didn't fear death like we fear death, because they had seen their best friend come back from the dead. And our favorite book says it like this: to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. I have a talk I do called The Resurrection Matters. And may these words comfort all of us in this room who have lost loved ones, that we do sorrow, but we don't sorrow as others who don't have hope, because the basis of our belief system that they were beaten for was preaching and teaching about the resurrection of the dead. My name is John McKinney. I hope these words bring you hope. I am the Hope Ambassador, and it's such an honor to be here. And may God comfort you, Dr. Stacy, and your family, and anyone else under the sound of my voice who has lost loved ones. We're on the stage performing and living our lives in time. And there in the grandstands, the mezzanine, and the favorite book says it like this: wherefore, seeing we are compassed about with such a great cloud of witnesses, let us run this race with patience that is set before us. They're cheering us on. God bless you all. Peace.
Amen, man of God. You done brought a whole word here this morning. Amen, amen, and amen. Nothing more needs to be said to that, but that is the truth. And we thank God for the cloud of witnesses, and we thank you for sharing that word to encourage each and every one. And, you know, I used to wonder why it seemed like I was always in situations of comforting those in loss. And there was a period that it seemed like was just coming so much. But I know it's for such a time as this to be able to encourage others as I live it in real time. And as we all go through it, understanding that life is to be lived, because when we transition, there's no do-over. There's no second time up on the stage of life. So we have to give it our all each and every day and thank God for the blessing of the lives that we honor by how we live. So thank you so much, my dear brother. And thank you for always keeping me covered and lifted up before the throne. Love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. All right, all the brothers representing today. I see King David in the building, too. Hey there, my brother. How are you? Tell everyone where you're tapping in from and what you are grateful for today. King David, are you multitasking? All right, we're going to come on over to Dr. Vera, and then we'll swing back over to David in a few. Dr. Vera, how are you? So great to see you.
Great to be seeing.
glad to be here among those that are in the cloud of witnesses, among those who are trying to see where God is going and giving him a little praise in this day. As you know, sometimes we get up in the morning with our own mind. And when you get up in the morning with the mind of Christ, you have somewhere to go, somewhere to be, and something to do. I am pleased, blessed, and celebrated to be in this group today. And happy to know, you know, we're having a shifting right now in the community. I'm in El Paso, Texas, way west, so far west. Y'all don't even know what time it is. But y'all always planning all these things in the middle of my night. So I have to regroup and readdress what we're doing. We're very happy to be here to lift up the word of the Lord, to sing our praises, and to encourage everybody. This is Helpers Month. This is the month in which we celebrate caretakers. So I just want to remind everybody, if your auntie, your mother, your grandmother, if anybody's being taken care of by somebody, celebrate the person doing the taking care of. Give them a praise, a prayer, and a little bit of a lift, because that's a difficult and hard job. We're going to be doing some workshops all week on how to encourage and how to hold up caretakers who are holding us in the midst. You know, in the time of Moses, he had to even have help. He had to have a brother and a sister stand and hold their arm up so the people of Israel would not perish. So we need to continue to remember that. And thank you for letting me come on the stage.
Absolutely. And thank you so much, Dr. Vera, for sharing that we can celebrate caretakers and givers this month. We should do that all the time, but it's really refreshing to know that there's some attention being given to remember the support and the encouragement that's needed so that all of the caretakers, caregivers can give from their overflow and not a burnt out empty cup. So whatever little bit we can do to encourage them and to just thank them, thank you for that reminder that we can be just intentional about that in this month of November. So God bless you, my sister. And thank you for just how you each and every day live the gospel through your actions. And that's what we are called to do. So it's always great hearing your voice, and thank you for stopping on in so we can worship together this morning. All right, I think I see my Ladrine, our Winnie Birch honoree 2021. How are you, my sister? Tell everyone where you're tapping in from and what you are grateful for this morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, my dear sister. I am Ladrine Peterson. I am from Fort Washington, Maryland, and today I am grateful for God's word. So it's been a challenging couple of weeks for me, and more so this past week. So more deaths, right? More deaths are just happening around me. And one in particular, Dr. Stacy, and you will be able to connect with this because it's a connection that you and I have. So when playtime is over, Dr. Cheryl Wood, when she had her event, you were the celebrity host each year, right? Mm-hmm. 2017, I attended and I met this young lady, just a flower, right? Her name's Diane Tucker. So that marks 4 years to the date, November 3rd, that I met her. November 3rd this year, she passed away.
What?
So when I open Facebook, like, because I'm rarely on social media, I cheat, I post and get off. But this time when I posted, one of the messages that popped up was from one of our neutral friends. And I had to reread it again, like, what? Dang, like, hold on. And we had a special bond, right? On that day, November 3rd, 2017, when I told her my name, Ladrine, like many people growing up, people will often think my name was Dream, and my nickname was Dream, but they would think it was Dream, right? This special gem was like, I'm calling you Dreamer, right? My business tagline is, I help to turn dreamers into doers. So from there, I have a whole group of people who call me Dreamer. And this lady touched me, but yet, let me it's just crazy because, like, for her on that day when I met her, you know how you get in, assigned to a table, grouped, you hug up. So I'm going to try to make this as concise as possible. This lady was living in a shelter and had so many mucks that were against her, recovering drug addict, but yet she helped and inspired so many people. So that's the short version of the story. But let me just tell you how great God is. Darren cheated on me this morning from Baltimore. I'll get him next time. But you know how Darren always would normally in the past give a scripture for the day. Mm-hmm. His scripture will come from the Bible app. And today's Bible app is from Matthew 24:35, and it reads, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away." And in almost all of the version, I do a comparison of the version when I'm reading the word, because as Auntie Ross said, I like the ghetto version too, the message version, because it breaks it down a little bit, but I'm a King James Version baby. That's how I was born, and that's what I read. And sometimes, you know, it can take you to read it over and over again. But just from that passage, and it's in the red letters in King James Version, I have been sad, like, over the days, just because I was like, my God. But here is the message that the Holy Spirit whispered in my ear this morning as I was meditating. God's word is constant, right? No matter what trials we face and what we go through, God's word is still constant. So the external factors, like the predestined plan, because God already knows what's going to happen, the wicked ways of the world, all of these things will test our faith. But we have to remember that it's only a test. Because, like, we prepare, right? We study. We have studied the word. We have inhaled the messages and understand the Bible stories and how they are true and living for what we go through today. And the thing is that understanding that all of these things happen, but that God has prepared us for every test. Whether we realize it all together, it's hard to fathom, like, the big picture. But when we break it down into small increments, God is always preparing us for what is to come. And we can think about it in school exams, right? We didn't know the questions that was going to be on the test when we had a pop quiz. But, like, the whole thing is when we would see the questions, if we did what we were supposed to do, when our teacher warned us to study, our teacher tried to encourage us to study, God is doing the same thing. He's telling us to read the word. His word is constant. There's nothing that on this earth, nothing in heaven, that we will go through that has not already been written or that has not already been predestined by God. So, yeah, the wicked things will come up, and, oh, my God, it will get you. No matter, like, everybody knows, like, what I went through with losing my mom and my sister and how my testimony is the comfort of God for the closest people in my life. The devil, and I'm not necessarily going to say the devil. Let me just not even give him that much credit. But my test of hearing about Diane and several other people who were really close to me in this past week and a half tried to shake my faith. But then God kept coming to me on the same thing that he came to me on the day that the second after I found out that my mother had transitioned. And it was, he prepared you for this. The Holy Spirit speaks to you in different ways. So I just want to encourage someone. So your grief or the thing that you may be going through or your trial may not be the loss of a loved one. It may be the loss of a job, a loss of a dream, loss of hope, loss of anything that you may have, and it may be a downer for you. But I challenge you all, and I encourage you all to go to the Word. Go to the book. Go to what God had breathed on us, because His Word will never fail. It could have been a different day for me today. It could have been a different day for me today, but I am so fired up and I'm so thankful for God that no matter what comes our way, Dr. Stacy, it does not matter. No matter how hard we think it is, God's word is constant. And I yield my mic.
Amen. Amen. And I thank God even for your ability to share that and the strength in your voice that it hurts. And, you know, I'm like shocked too to hear about Denise. Wow. You know, you hear these stories, but you also have the strength in knowing that God prepares you to get these news flashes. And you know, that's what I'll call it, because it's like a flash. It's like a what? Wait, what? What happened to who? Like you're never quite ready to hear that someone has transitioned, even though we know that we're passing through. The reality of it happening still catches you off guard sometimes, but we know that we can go back to the word for strength and the memories that we have with those that we interact with, that we love. I mean, even hearing about, you know, General Colin Powell passing, it touched everybody. Even when it's a celebrity, someone that you might not have interacted with one-on-one, it still grips your heart because they've had an impact on your life by how they live. So yet another reminder, and my condolences definitely go out to her family. And thank you, Ladreen, for letting us know that. And thank you for just sharing. I'm sure that encouraged somebody else who might be in a similar space and feeling the overwhelm or feeling like, oh my goodness, now they can just hear another voice remind them that, yeah, it's difficult, but you can do hard and you can get through this, and God will give you the strength that you don't even understand where it came from, and the peace that passes all understanding, because only God can mend the heart and fill that void when we lose those that we love. So I love you. I'm not, you know, going to fuss this morning given the circumstances. We could be equal, but you know I love you. And I just thank you for always just sharing your insight and your heart with our community and just being the incredible person that you are. All righty. I see my namesake is in the building, too. So we're going to get through everybody and start winding down shortly, because I do need to prepare for this full day. So please keep me in prayer. And I want to get to the scripture and prayer. So namesake, tell everybody where you're tapping in from and what you are grateful for today.
Good morning. So I live in New York, but I'm actually in the airport right now down in West Palm Beach, heading back to New York this morning. And I'm grateful just for, you know, just to be blessed to be able to do things like travel. And first of all, I just want to say to Ladreen, it's just interesting the story that she just shared. And we met for the first time in person at the Faith for North conference this year, and we got to sit and enjoy each other. And it just touched me when she shared that story, because, you know, I travel a lot and go to a lot of conferences, and you do meet people and you connect. And sometimes it's only for that session or that event, but there's something that happens in terms of the way you connect with people. You're inspired by their story. You learn something about them, and you're just directed and guided to use information as you learn about other people and what they've gone through to help you in the things that you're called to do. So I just wanted to share, give her a virtual hug and just share encouragement that we need to really be sure that we are aware and not be so caught up in our own space sometimes that we're not aware of the connections and the opportunities that God gives us to either minister to people or be ministered to when we're connecting with them, whether it's at a conference or even, for example, here in the airport. You know, I meet people traveling, and sometimes it's just in that moment that there's a connection and there's something we're called to do, or maybe something they're called to do in terms of that connection. So just wanted to say, you know, I love you, Ladreen, and thank you for the connection that we made. And I'm looking forward to that continuing to grow. I also want to say that I am grateful because this last week I actually retired. And I know I'm young and hot looking, but I was able to retire. From a work that I was doing in addition to my business for these many years. And again, a blessing. And I'm looking forward to having more space and time to do the things that I'm called to do and to serve those I'm meant to serve. So I'm just very grateful that God has brought me to this point and that he's finally letting me know that he's moving things out of the way so that I can do the things he's called me to do. So I just ask for prayer as I move forward in that direction. And just want to say I love you all. I'm grateful to be here. Thank you so much, namesake, Dr. Stacy. Love you.
Love you, too. And safe travel and journey home. Congratulations on your retirement and your next. So looking forward to that. I shared, I think about a week or two ago, Dr. Frazier was going over a study that he came across, and he's been sharing wide and far about the most productive days of your years or your life being between 50 and 80, and saying that between 60 and 70 is your most productive, and 50 and 60 is your second most productive, and then 70, 80, third. So, you know, when you think about the stages of life, I used to think 50 was so old. But if you live long enough, then you start to realize you really don't get life and don't understand the true meaning of so much until you get to a certain age and stage of being able to appreciate what wisdom and experience bring for your next level. So I'm excited for you, and congratulations, my darling.
Thank you. Thank you. And you know what? If it's okay, I just want to share something about what you just said. So that was an awesome, when you talked about that last week, that is exactly one of the brands that I'm actually about to launch is around that, and it's seasoned and marinated. And it's about being who we are, specifically as women who are seasoned and marinated and moving into this next phase of our life. So it's exciting you brought that up again, confirmation in terms of what I'm working on. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, welcome, welcome. All right. I see that we have Miss Judy and we have my mama Joan on the stage. But before we get to them, I'm just going to circle back to see if King David, is your mic available now to greet everyone? And then we'll also check on the Jason Hodge, who was doing a little bit of multitasking on the back end. All right, my brother Jason, you can go on and greet the family, then we'll move on. If you're done multitasking, if not, we will continue on with Miss Judy.
We can go on with Miss Judy.
Okay. All right. No worries. Hey there, Miss Judy. Tell everybody where you're tapping in from and what you are grateful for today.
Hello, Dr. Stacy and everyone. Right now I'm in Pastor Sam, Mississippi, which is my hometown. I had to come back here because I'm very grateful for having this home for as long as I've had it. But since the stroke, it's been very hard on me. And then, so I came here to try to get it prepared for selling it. And I'm so grateful that, like I said, that I've had it this long. And I'm grateful because I'm in a position now that if I continue to walk the path that God has put me in, hopefully I will be able to save it. So I'm going to activate your faith, and I want to get with some people in here or around that could help me get together an event. I'm believing that God has given me activate your faith to go out into the masses. And so I know a lot about activating your faith from experience, and also because of my studies. So I'm going to need to put together an event, and that event will hopefully help me save my house or whatever God has in store for me. So I'm grateful to know that I have met so many wonderful, God-fearing, God-loving people, and that is what I'm doing as we speak. I'm a little, my voice is a little tired this morning, but thank you for this opportunity, Dr. Stacy. And if there's anybody who wants to give me the advice, please back channel me and let me know. Thank you.
Absolutely, absolutely, Miss Judy. We will be touching and agreeing on the strategy that God will execute. I am swamped for the next couple of days, but I will back channel you as well with some thoughts and ideas that can be a blessing, because we know God didn't bring you this far to leave you. So he will continue to make every crooked place straight. And we thank him that you've been able to do so much post-stroke, which is inspiration enough to so many people who haven't gone through what you've gone through and are not doing what you're doing. So activate your faith means you put it out there. You've asked for the help. We don't know who is listening or who is in the area where you are and has other resources that can be a blessing. So we're going to stand in agreement with you, and just bear with me on being able to directly reach out, just because I know how full my plate is right now. But I'm grateful to God for this community that we have, that we can be responsive when we hear a call go out. That's the vision for us, to continue to build out how we move and grow with recycling our dollars within our community before it goes out, how we invest in ideas and programs and products with each other. So be encouraged. Know that you are not alone, and we put our love into action. So those who are on Clubhouse, you can back channel Miss Judy directly if there's something that you would like to offer. And we're going to wait with expectancy to see how God reveals his plan, because we can plan all we want, but we know that we are in collaboration with God. He is our partner in everything, and he will reveal his plan. So thank you for letting us know what's happening, what's on your heart, what you're working towards. And we're going to touch and agree for God's wisdom to be downloaded in a very specific way with a financial answer for you, Miss Judy. So know that you are loved, as Roz would say, loved, valued, celebrated, and appreciated.
Thank you.
Awesome, awesome. And I see my Mama Joan in the building. Go ahead, tell Mama Joan, tell them where you're tapping in from and what you're grateful for today. I think Mama Joan, you're still muted.
Thank you. I'm sorry. Welcome home. I'm so happy. I've been waiting for you to get back. And I pray your trip was really, really, really exciting for you and beneficiary. But blessings to each and every one of you in the room this morning. I just want to drop a little word to you, because I've been experiencing several friends, close friends, and then others that was just nothing but the Holy Spirit that manifested and showed me exactly what he had been planning in my mind and in my heart, that this was him. It was not me or the enemy. And that is who in your life has been a blessing to you in any shape, form, or fashion, then give thanks to the Father for them and their presence. Call them by name. I call my mother and my mother's mother, my grandmother, and my dad by name. And I call two close friends by name, because they would drop nuggets in my life when I needed them most and did not realize it. Then when I began to understand that I needed to stop just doing things circumspectly, just, you know, however I saw fit, and that I needed to start planning and strategizing, because that's what the enemy does. He plans. He has a strategy. He's always sitting at the table with his demonic forces, giving assignments and instructions against the daughters and the sons of God, God's family. To do and against the Father. He doesn't care about us. He just uses us to do things against the Father. And he knows that the Father is already ahead of him and knows his plan because he's omnipresent. He's everywhere at all times, even in our future. So the scripture I want to say to you this morning is Luke 2:17. And it says, in the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions, and your old men will dream dreams. And I say to you that for the young men, because they still have time to do it or to make it happen, and the old men can believe it all and still contribute to inspire to make it happen. But the young people need what the older people give, but both need the Holy Spirit to make it happen. You can't do it by yourself. You need to plan. You have a vision. You have a brand. You want to go forward and do better, greater things. Good. Great. But you can't do it without the Holy Spirit helping you. So if you have a strategy, put this formula in your vision and your strategy. Make sure it's relatable. Make sure it's resourceful. And make sure it's relevant. And I promise you that it will show up in full color. Because you, one, have the Holy Spirit to make it happen. It's relatable, it's resourceful, and it's relevant. Then others can receive it, and they'll support you. I love you, and I love you, Dr. Stacy, and I rest my mic.
Oh, Mama Joan, I love you more, and thank you for those words of wisdom. Amen, amen, and amen. And when we just really rest in that scripture right there, whoo, that is enough to meditate on for the rest of our lives, but definitely this weekend, because God is doing a new thing, and that's really where I'm resting for sharing today before we close out. And I just thank you for that confirmation. We need to be reminded that once it's ordained by God, once it's a part of his plan for your life, nothing can stop it. And what you said about strategy is so true, because we know the enemy's on his job 24/7 seeking whom he can destroy. We have to stay on our jobs, pray without ceasing, and going to God for that discernment on the assignment that he has given us and the work that he has for us to do, and not to let it just wither away, not to get to the end of days and be like, I was supposed to do that. I was supposed to multiply those talents, that you're using them. And so what if it's not perfect the first time out? Hello. If you read my book, you know what my second life lesson is. It's not about being perfect. It's about getting started so you have something to perfect. And trust me, it's a journey. There are bumps, turns, twists, all sorts of things that will test your resolve. But if you're standing on a firm foundation, then you will have the winds blow, but it can't blow you down because God is your anchor. So thank you for that, Mother Joan. Love you. Oh, I can't wait to get to Houston and see you. And I know that apparently something happened in Houston. I just got a back channel to pray for those there. I'm not sure what the story is or what happened, but apparently 8 people passed away. So we'll definitely be keeping the city of Houston in prayer and what you all have experienced. I honestly haven't turned on a news channel in I don't know how long. So some of what might be happening in the world, I might not be aware of. So if there is something that is going on in your area that you want us to pray for, just please let us know. And when I get to the prayers, I will definitely lay that at the cross as well. So I'm going to check with King David once again to see if he is available before we move on. And Jason, if you want to speak. Oh, Carmen is back. So you must have successfully completed your presentation. So congrats. We were praying for you and we know that it went well. So King David, one more mic check on you if you're able to open up. All right. The Jason Hodge, are you ready? He's still multitasking. And Carmen, do you want to say a quick hi?
Yeah. Hey, family. I'm sorry. I'm double dipping. I'm still on Dr. Cheryl's conference as well as wanting to join in. I was missing my family this morning. I was like, oh, my goodness. duty call. But I believe it went successful. Auntie Rod, she said she tuned in. there you go. So I believe it went well this morning and then yesterday as well. And thank you all for who did support the book, because we are number one in three categories. Yay! Best-selling number one authors in spiritual healing, spiritual growth, self-help, and motivational self-help. So we are just so excited. I'm a three-time now best-selling author through the book collaborations, but excited day. Dr. Cheryl's annual conference, speaker conference, is going on, and that's what I was at this morning. I appreciate y'all prayers. I must have felt it because I was just on fire this morning. I was just feeling it, and at first, you know, I wasn't sure. Always praying, asking God to you know, speak through me, and that's exactly what he did. I think I probably got 100 chat messages and thank you and all that. So thank you so much, y'all, for being there. I know you couldn't see it, but I'm sure there'll be a replay that all of you will be able to see. Love y'all.
Love you too. And congratulations. We knew that. Like, we ain't nobody expected anything different now. So congratulations, my darling. And thank you for being here. I'm going to check on the conference line real quick. You all have been patient on the conference line hanging in. And I just want to make sure if you were waiting, you had your chance to say hello. So just go ahead and tell us your name, where you're calling in from, and what you're grateful for by pressing *1 if you're ready.
Good morning, beautiful.
Good morning, darling.
Good morning, family. This is Mystique, a.k.a. Soriata, Queens, New York. I am kind of upset because I didn't oversleep. I just decided when I woke up, me and Daddy needed to have a little talk and just didn't pay attention to the time. But I'm upset, but not kind of upset. If that make any sense? I am grateful for the fact that I do have a father that I can talk to, I can rest in, who can clear my mind, clear my thoughts, and kept my path. I am still laid up, kind of, sort of, in a way, well, actually, kind of, sort of, definitely, in my cast. I cannot, for a number of reasons I won't even go into, have surgery. So my healing process will be slow, but I am resting in Jehovah Rapha to bring me to complete healing. Beginning a different type of boot cast next week to aid in the process, because the type of fracture that I have, any movement of my foot agitates the fracture because of the location of it. And because of a regular cast would cause blood clots. I'm not even trying to add on any possibility of other issues. So I just ask that you keep my healing in prayer as my son returns home to me, and he will be with me for the duration of my healing process. So I know Yahweh knows all things, and he will place the spirit that needs to be in my household in concordance to what needs to be. But in spite of all, in spite of my inability to move as I desire to move, my brain hasn't stopped, my hands hasn't stopped, and my mouth definitely won't stop. I know my father still is directing, is still guiding, and most definitely still protecting. Yes. And I believe it was Mama Jones who just said that the enemy is always plotting to try to divert us from our, from what God has planned for us. He has strategies to move things in our way because he knows that he has stuff for us to do. And his goal is to divert us, to detain us, and to throw us off course. And I will say the enemy is busy. But Daddy never leaves us unaware when we are connected with him. He never leaves us without a plan or a strategy to go around above whatever pothole or block or that mountain that might be standing before us. Because he says that we will be able to move mountains with our voices. So I'm asking that you lift up certain people who are mountain builders to your dreams and destiny because of their own selfish desires. Pray for them. Don't despise them. Lift them up in prayer. For their eyes are blinded and their hearts are hardened, sometimes by their own ways. But sometimes they just may be blinded because God's got to build a muscle in us as well. We give too much credit to the devil when sometimes it's just we who need to be built up and be strengthened in what we need to do. I'm going to ask that you keep Michaela and Australia in your prayers. She's had two surgeries and she goes back. She's been in the hospital for about 3 weeks. She's been released, but she goes back next month for another 3 week stay and a possible surgery if the test doesn't come back clear. As you keep the Warren family in prayers as the father is still going through colon cancer treatments. As you keep the Dantley family in prayer as we lay to rest today, Elizabeth and Clemens Dantley, who both passed away within a week of each other, and Erica and her sister and brothers have to lay their mother and father to rest today. Mm-hmm. Loss is still happening. Mm-hmm. Families are still grieving. But as a family of faith, we need to learn how to pull together and just love each other and put differences aside because tomorrow is not promised. But what we can give love, let's give love. Let's not give strife and let's work together and learn to stop this hate, this jealousy, and wanting to be somebody who we're not and just be who God created us to be, to work together as one body. And this is C. Mystique, and I am complete.
Thank you, Celia. Appreciate you for sharing that. And we definitely will be lifting up Michaela, the Warren family, the Dampney family, and Erica. That's a lot, you know, going on all at the same time. But we would definitely keep them covered and lifted in our prayers. And you as well for your complete healing through all that you are enduring. So thank you so much, my love. And let me just see. I think somebody else was trying to unmute the same time you were. So let me check and see if that's you. We're going to start winding down for today so that I can prepare for a presentation and rehearsal. And remember, keep my brain cells in your prayers. All right, star one, if that's you. Okay, that line is stuck. So I'm just going to come back and give my dear brother a chance if he is ready to say a few words. If not, I'm going to go into the scripture and then I'm going to pray us out for today. D. Jason Hodge. Calling D. Jason Hodge. Okay, so he is still on the back channel. So just keep him covered and lifted. You know the work that he does in supporting so many and in doing his assignment and being a blessing in the body of Christ. So as I mentioned before, the scripture that I keep going back to as I reflect on what God did in the desert, what he was able to reveal, and just sitting with the knowing that God is the same God of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. He hasn't changed. He cannot change, will not change. It is us to, you know, delight ourselves in the Lord, and he will give us the desires of our heart, you know, as Psalms 37 says. But that comes with practice. That comes with not working on and doing of our own strength that we feel we have, but really understanding that everything comes from God. And if we allow him to be God, we don't have to do the heavy lift. He took care of that for us, but we have to do our part to stay in obedience for what it is that he has called us to. And as I sat around the table with these other visionaries and men and women of God. And as we just looked at what was around us, looked at where we were sitting, looked at not just the opulence and the beauty and the grandeur of being in Dubai, but just the fact that God is really sitting high. And high means what? Over the whole world, like seeing all things, knowing all things, and that he is eternal. Before we could even think or imagine who we are and what we're becoming, God knew the plans that he had for us. And Isaiah 43:19 was that first grounding scripture that we started with. Behold, I will do a new thing. And can you believe? I mean, that's the part that I really want to challenge us as faithpreneurs this morning is, can we believe that now it shall spring forth? I know what it looks like in the past. I know what it feels like in the middle of it. But can we hold on to the promise that he will do a new thing? And now shall it spring forth? Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness. Now, I don't know what wilderness you're going through. It might be a financial wilderness. It might be a relationship wilderness. It might be something to do with your job. If you are a faithpreneur that is a professional and you just want to add additional streams of income to your profitability, or maybe it's a wilderness of loneliness. I don't know what that wilderness is, but whatever it seems like, whatever it feels like, what it actually may be, that he can make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Now, typically there is no water in the desert. Around Dubai, it's surrounded by water coming in from the Gulf Coast, but you're talking about sand, desert land for miles around, and that they were able to build this city, build downtown Dubai, build by waterfronts that they created. If man can use knowledge to do that, tell me what God cannot do, that he will make a way even in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. So for those of you in the King James Version, you know that's where I go, and you can look at the other translations of that particular verse. But it's a reminder of knowing that we serve a God who can do all things but fail. And trust me, I understand how it feels when you're like, I don't know, Lord. Like, do you see what's going on? Trust him. He's always working in the background, in the foreground. Things that we can't see, trust that he is doing it and that he will give you rest in those times where it feels like it's just too much to carry. LaDreen was talking about just getting this onslaught of new information of losses just in the past week. And then Celia just told us about all of those who are in need of prayer and have lost loved ones. It's a reminder once again, nothing is promised except God's grace and his mercy, right? Life is a gift. Every single day we get to breathe in and out. Let's not take it for granted. And in this season, as we're closing out 2021, what you've been praying on, what you've been seeking, it's also seeking you, and that God will do it. He will do a new thing. That is my prayer for you today. And as the weeks unfold and as I slowly catch my breath, I'll be sharing some other downloads from Dubai. But right now, the first one is just holding on to the promise that he will make a way. You know, we love to sing the song, he'll make a way out of no way, because he is the way, the truth, and the life. So if we seek him and we stay doing his will, he will provide. So, Lord, we just come to you today to say thank you. Thank you for being God all by yourself. Thank you for looking past our faults, seeing our needs. Thank you for knowing our heart's desire is to serve you in spirit and in truth. Thank you, Lord, for the fact that even when we falter, when we fall, that you forgive us. And if we've done anything outside your will or your way, we thank you for correction in your word. We thank you for forgiving us. We thank you for new grace and new mercy that you provide daily so that we can recalibrate, that we can stay on track, that we can pray without ceasing, that we can seek you as Mother Joan talked about, and one of our other members, I forgot who said it first, Lord, but knowing that when we settle and sit still, we can hear just so many confirmations in this fellowship that you have ordained for all these years, the time, the consistency, the sacrifice, the love, the tears, the joy, the pain. None of it has been wasted. All of it, we count it joy because we know it has drawn someone closer to you, that someone has realized that they're not doing life alone, that this is a community and a fellowship where we do it together. So we thank you, Father, for each and every voice, each and every household that's represented. We stand in the gap for those who could not be here. We know many are multitasking and moving about, working, starting their day, maybe even exercising, participating in the event as our dear sister was. But we know that for whatever time was spent here, where two or three are gathered, there we know you shall be. So we just thank you. And we thank you, Lord, that nothing comes before you and that we can be good stewards of your word and of your wisdom. So we just ask you, Father, to continue to direct our paths, continue to lead us, continue to mold us, continue to have your way in our lives. Help us to completely surrender so we can watch your hand work as you spring forth and do a new thing. So we thank you for making way out of what seems to be no way. We thank you for putting each puzzle in its place. And we send up a special prayer for all those who are bereaved, including my family, Lord. Just ask for covering that only you can cover, for you to mend the brokenhearted, Jesus. We come, Lord, just asking you to heal those who've been ill and to give them recuperation. We thank you, Lord, for covering our dear sister, Judy. She asked for the prayer, for the resources and the strategy to do what you have given her to do. So we trust and believe that you will make that way plain. You will open up that door. She's been activating her faith and encouraging so many others too. She will reap the bounty of that harvest, Lord. We pray, Father, for Ladrine as well, who shared just the shock and me hearing about our dear sister. Pray for her family and that you cover and keep them, and those who have passed in Houston and the eight deaths that I've heard about, Lord. Just ask you to cover that city and whatever that instance was. We just pray for you to be with them. Celia's healing, Lord, just ask you to give her expedient recovery and be with her son as he returns home. Be with Michaela for her healing, with the Warren family, Nampy family, Erica and her brother, and all those that she lifted up for prayer. We just put it before the throne. Darren's friend's mother, Lord, we just ask you to cover and be with him and their family, Lord. We thank you for covering Roz and our brother Vincent, that there was not a house fire, Lord. You are so awesome. So we just thank you. Thank you for your miracle working power that continues to cover each and every one of your children. The prayers that go up, we don't know, Lord, when it benefits someone we love, a friend, a family member. So we thank you that we can continue to pray and say, Jesus, for those who can't say it. Say, Lord, for those who can't publicly share and proclaim the good news of the gospel. We boldly stand in our faith, unapologetic about who it is that we serve. So we just praise you. We pray for all of our children, those who are preparing for midterm exams or half years in their college, for those in school and elementary school with this vaccination now coming in for the young people. There's a lot of angst and anxiety that's coming up for parents. Lord, we just put it all at the cross and just ask you to have mercy, be with the educators and all those who are on the front lines of keeping the economy and the country moving. Let us not put finances before people. So many being pitted against one another for political reasons. We just ask you, Lord, to remember the most vulnerable, our elders and our young babies. And we just ask you to cover and keep them, be with families and relationships, be with children, parents. We just lay it all before the throne. And I thank you, Lord, for bringing me back safely with my husband, Lord, that we were able to experience your wonder while we were overseas. And we just ask that you cover and keep our family and our team and just all the what you are doing and shifting and moving into place. We just glorify your name. We praise you and we honor you. If there's anything we've forgotten to ask, please don't hesitate to grant it unto us. And Lord, you know what's on my plate. You know what's ahead of me. I just ask you to let me be an instrument of your grace and your mercy. Let my voice be one to inspire, to lead, and to teach and guide as you've given me. And help my memory, Jesus, that I can recall all of what I need for these lines. So I just give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. And we look forward to finishing 2021 together with more testimonies of your goodness and your mercy. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, family. Well, we are at the end of the shortened Holy Ghost party today. But I thank you for being present on our conference line, as well as those who have tuned in on Clubhouse. If you're here for the first time, make sure you follow the club. We simulcast our call every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Eastern. Even if I am unavailable, as was seen last week, the phenomenal moderators in the room will keep it going and make sure that our fellowship continues to bless those who need to hear it. And for those who missed the call for any reason, you can go to faithpreneur.media and just click on the replays, because we have all of our replays up on our Faithpreneur Saturday VIP prayer call as a podcast. So you're able to access it there as well. And I'm so thankful that with technology, my brother continues to do what he does. If you're in Clubhouse, you can click the link that is now posted. And if you're on the conference line, you can just make sure you're connected for the alert and you will get them there as well. So with that being said, we're going to wrap up for the day. But it seems like my brother might be back to say bye-bye before we close out. If you are, Jason, you could go right ahead.
Hey, y'all. Yeah, well, bye-bye.
That's all?
Oh, I'm just kidding. You know what? I just want to say that every week that we come together, we're able to share the love of the Lord with one another. We're able also to hear what each other does and how we do it as unto the Lord, and to be encouraged to do things to glorify God in everything that we do. And I just want, as you all leave and move through the beginning of the week for you, just to take this away from these calls, these gatherings that we come together, is that every time that you step out, you are not representing yourself, you're representing God. And you're representing the love that he has shared for the whole world. And if you remember that, and remember that you are dealing with folks who may have never seen the light, they may have never experienced God, and you may be that first and only impression that they get. So when you are moving through industry and representing in your business who God is, keep that in mind, that, you know, that representation may be the first and last time that they get before they close their eyes. So are you representing well? If the answer is no, then get to the cross and say, how can I do it better? How can the word wash you in a way that more of him can be present and less of you? And if you are doing it well, then what does that double portion look like? How can you double down and do better and inspire others to do better as well, to connect back to the Father so that they can do life well? So I'd just like to encourage you to always remember that, encourage you to make connections and continue to build your network and your capacity, and continue to serve in excellence wherever you can. All right. So on that note, I am Lee Jason Hodge. Back to you, sis.
Thank you, my brother. Appreciate you. And amen to that, because that is the goal indeed. And thank you to everyone who has hung in there for the entire call. And I see, oh, we have a new person. Hey, Rachel. And hey, Chris, new to Clubhouse. When you have the party hat, that outs you every time. So welcome. And we hope that you join us again. I want to thank everyone for being here. Sandra, Regina, Josie, Dion, Carla, Kevin, Lisa, Stacy, Celia, you doing double dipping. Rachel, appreciate you. Jacqueline coming in as we're closing out. Mama Joan, Miss Judy, you hold on to God's unchanging hands. Hey, Dr. Vera, thank you again. Ladrine, Roz, Carmen, and Jason, thank you all again. I'm going to close out our call today in praise, as we typically do, and just end with knowing that our God is an awesome God. There's nothing, nothing, nothing that he cannot do. And this is one of my fun songs, When God Says Yes. And just hold on to that.
All right, family. When Jesus says yes, nobody can say no. Go forth, be blessed, enjoy the rest of your weekend and the start of this month. This room will end in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Bye bye, everyone.
Love you more, sis.
Thank you for tuning in to the Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call Podcast. We hope that you continue to listen and share this with anyone you think would be blessed by the fellowship. Sign up to participate on our live Saturday calls at www.vipprayercall.com. That's vipprayercall.com. This is Dr. Stacy signing off, and hope to connect with you again soon. Bye for now.